Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hi, my loves. Thanks for coming to hang out with me here again on The Golden Path. I'm Heather Allison, and here on this podcast, we do things a little bit differently. First, this isn't your typical podcast. This isn't just a podcast to like pass the time, to have on in the background while you're on the treadmill or making dinner or driving to work. Now, you can, of course, totally listen to it then, but I have a deeper invitation for you. I invite you to actually pause the busy and the multitasking and the getting done in your life. And let yourself sit down, maybe even close your eyes and let yourself just immerse yourself here fully and intentionally and openly, creating some spaciousness that we don't usually give ourselves in our day-to-day. And really just let yourself receive the transmission that's coming through these sound waves every month. Because my intention for you here with every single one of these episodes is that we're reactivating something for you, something deep within you, an ancient remembrance of who you really are, what you actually came here for, and what you're really capable of. Because it's not what you think. You, and literally every single one of us, have actually been raised to believe that this is all that there is. That this limited and limiting world, this linear and rational and limited world, is all that there is. And more importantly, that it's all there is for us. And we all grow up with these beautiful ideas, these just totally pure and perfect ideas of what life and love and our relationships and our purpose in the world is going to be like, right? Like what they're going to look like, what we are going to get to experience, what kind of superpowers we might have. You know, we believe in magic. We believe in the invisible. We believe in things that adults claim are impossible. We believe we're going to have everything our hearts desire and that our lives, our every days are going to be beautiful, that they're going to be special somehow. And then over time, somewhere in our lives, sometimes really young, sometimes later on, we get it conditioned and like hammered out of us. And there's a reason why we go from having these really beautiful ideas, these really pure, pristine, wondrous and wonderful ideas of what our life is going to look like when we get older, when we're really young. There's a reason we go from that to disbelief, to practical, rational, logical, linear thinking and ideas of this world and believing that we only have a box of possibility to work within. And the reason is that the world that we're currently living in right now is one that decided thousands of years ago to devalue and bury and even vilify the parts of us that have access to all of that truth, all of what's actually possible, all of what actually exists beyond what we can see. And it is truth. All of that, the love, the magic, the beauty, the wonder, the miraculous every day, all of that is truth. And I know that because that's what I help my clients unlock for themselves. There's an ancient feminine archetype, an energy pattern, a wisdom, if you will, a set of blueprints and abilities that exists in every single one of us. And it's just that she's basically just been covered with mud for thousands of years. Mud of like forgetting and rejection. She's been bred out of us. She's been trained out of us, convinced and conditioned out of us. But I know you feel her waking up in you. I know you can sense that there's something on the brink of happening here. That there's something shifting in our world. I know you can feel that there's something that's more for you, just on the other side of what probably feels like a really annoying veil that you can't see and you can't define and you don't even know how to move. I know you feel it. And even if you can't define it, even if you have no idea what that more would look like, or even if it seems like those shifts that you're feeling in the world are scary or negative, what's actually happening is that the remembrance is starting to wake up. The part of us that remembers is starting to wake up. The mud of all those thousands of years, it's starting to crack. It's breaking apart, it's breaking down. The way things have been is breaking apart. But really all that's happening is that the world is throwing a tantrum. The wounded paradigm, the patriarchal paradigm, is throwing a tantrum and trying to keep the feminine down one last time. But it can't keep you from remembering. It's already right there within you. It lives in you. It's your birthright. It's your original energetic blueprint. You were built to remember this. You're starting to feel more viscerally what else is possible. It's just that your brain doesn't really know what to do with it yet. Our egos don't really know what to do with it yet. We don't know how to define it or how to understand it, so we think that, again, we just put it off in this container, in this like compartment over here that says, well, that's probably not real. So we just get to help you remember faster. And that's what I do. I call myself an energy repatterning and destiny activation coach, or feminine energy and destiny activation coach. And what I do is help women activate this long forgotten cosmic feminine wisdom within, so they can step into exactly what they're built for, what they're meant for, which is so much more ease, so much more flow, so much more pleasure and sensuality and love, so much more intuition, deep knowing, magic, so much more support and connection with a loving universe, instead of struggling against and fighting against what seems like a hard or unloving or even worse, against us universe. So this isn't really your average podcast. We're literally here waking up your inner goddess. If you allow it, if you let yourself receive, if you let yourself receive these transmissions, if you let yourself pause, open your nervous system and your body and your cells to receive this instead of just taking it in with your brain. All so you can walk the path that you were meant for. So that you can walk what I call your golden path. Which is obviously why I call this podcast that. Second, we always take a few minutes partway into our episode to go through a guided meditation, to drop in together, to drop into our bodies, to get out of our busy, overactive monkey minds, to drop into the seat of the feminine that lives much, much deeper in our bodies and doesn't reside in our active, active brains, in our busy focus on what's outside of us and what's going on in our physical world. And we do that both to help you activate this deep feminine within you and to help you receive more of the medicine of this content, of the things that I'm sharing with you. I may at some point stop warning people about that, but for right now, I still feel like it's probably a good thing to just let you know that that's what we're about to do here in a few minutes. And then third, and this is actually a little bit new, I have some fun things for you to play along with and to follow along with as you let yourself experience and explore this podcast. Now, you don't have to have that right now, but you can go and download it after you listen. There's going to be a workbook for you to download and explore and to do some really beautiful, deep self-inquiry, some asking yourself some questions that you probably don't give yourself permission to ask. Also that you can go deeper into what we're talking about today if you feel called to. And so all you have to do to get that workbook is go to heather-allison.com and go to the free section on my website, which is right there at the upper right-hand corner, and get the free workbook series. And you'll be signed up for all of the workbooks, free workbooks that I release going forward if you feel called to. Or you can just get the one. It's totally fine too. I'm basically on a mission with this podcast and with everything that I do to wake this ancient energy up in all of us. All of us. So there's this podcast, there are these workbooks, there is my free Facebook group, which you can find if you sign up for my email list. There is my email list. Because here's what I know. There's some way that you're struggling that you shouldn't have to be struggling. There's some challenge that feels so much harder than it needs to feel. Maybe that's because you're wanting real, actual, like palpable, visceral transformation in your love life. Like maybe your love life isn't what you thought it would be. Maybe it feels impossible to meet the right person, or you're wondering where your partner is. Like, why isn't he or she showing up yet? Or maybe your relationship has started to dry up a bit and dwindle and you feel more and more distant. Maybe you're dating and you're dating a great person, but they start pulling away and you're not sure why. Or maybe you're building your dream business and it's harder than you thought it would be, even though you feel like you're following your soul's calling. Like, what, I thought it would be easier. If I really am following my soul's calling, then shouldn't it be easier? Or maybe your intuition is feeling stuck, like you aren't sure if what you're hearing is your intuition or your fear. Or maybe you think that you're hearing your intuition, but you're not sure how to trust it. Or maybe you just want to open that up even more. Maybe you want to have deeper access to your intuition, to your soul, to your spirit guides, whatever you want to call that, what I call my cosmic team. Or maybe you just feel stuck in the same cycles and patterns over and over and over again, where you're getting in your own way, where you're repeating painful lessons again and again. Maybe you can't shake the fear and it's keeping you from moving forward, or you can't seem to shift out of scarcity mindset. Maybe you have a really deep calling for something more, but you don't even know how to identify it, let alone how to actually step into it. Maybe you're a really big hider like I used to be. And it feels much more comfortable, somehow, to stay quiet, to stay unseen, to stay unheard. Except that that also feels like death, because you can feel your light and your life and your soul purpose and your time slipping by more and more every day. Or maybe you just feel like something's missing. Like there's something you can't even put your finger on. You just know it's supposed to feel better than this. It's supposed to be easier than this. There's supposed to be more than this. Whatever that is for you, whatever that looks like, wherever it is that you're stuck or struggling. But if you want more, if you actually want to dive into what I call the energy repatterning part of this work, rather than just hearing about it, rather than just listening to it and receiving the information about it, there is a way for you to access this work that's perfect for you, that's perfect for what you're wanting to shift and perfect for your budget. So if you want to find what that perfect path would be for you, just check out the options on my site. You can take the Find Your Path quiz. You can send me a message and I can suggest the best option for you. Just let yourself take a step. If you've resonated with any of this work, if you feel like it's calling you at all, let yourself take the first step. There is something for you here, something totally doable for you. I also really love for this to be interactive, this podcast, as much as it can be. So if you have questions about how this work can apply to your love life, your business, your emotional or spiritual life, or anywhere you're finding yourself stuck or in struggle, again, email me, send me your questions. I love answering questions on here. I love taking real questions and tapping into them and putting my expertise of these energies and these archetypes and my intuition on them for you. I mean, you know, free guidance. Who doesn't love that stuff? So I'm actually going to start this episode with one of my audience members' questions that I received after my last episode. So here's what she asks. She asks, I understand that the masculine and feminine aren't supposed to be gender stereotypes, but I've always felt more comfortable with the quote-unquote warrior goddess archetype. And it seems like that runs counter to what the sacred feminine involves. I didn't think that the work involved changing who I am, so how do I reconcile these archetypes to a place where everything else feels easy and graceful? I keep being told that men prefer feminine or girly women so they can show up and be masculine. But what if you're more masculine yourself? And I love this question. It's such an awesome question. And it's something that actually comes up quite a bit. And as with everything you'll hear me talk about and share about on this podcast, it's going to be multi-layered. My answer is going to be multi-layered. And I will start by saying this. You are more masculine because we all are. We are all conditioned by this world that has trained us and taught us and convinced us and hammered into our brains that it's only valuable and only good and only important to be in our masculine energy. This has been happening since we were born, since we were little, in so many invisible and insidious ways. So many. And it's been happening for thousands of years. So our parents and our parents' parents and our grandparents' parents' parents, we've all been conditioned into more masculine energy. So of course you feel more comfortable there because it's what we know more readily, right? It's what we're used to. None of us have been given permission to really fully know and embody our sacred feminine. We don't even really know her. We don't even really know what she feels like. So it's always going to feel a little foreign and a little scary even to let go of what we know, even though being in the masculine energy all the time is creating stuckness and suffering and fear and disconnection from ourselves, disconnection from the people that we love or that we want to love, disconnection from our deepest knowing, from our ability to fully receive and manifest and experience pleasure. Literally everything we desire, every single thing that we crave as humans is found through the feminine. Every single thing. Every place where we feel stuck, it is because we are stuck in wounded masculine. Now, if you remember from an earlier episode, that doesn't mean that the masculine itself is useless or like not important. It is. It's very important. It's just that one without the other will always keep us in the wound. Always. What we want is sacred masculine, but we can't get there unless we bring back the sacred feminine. It's literally impossible. And like I said, the truth of the matter is we've been raised, every single one of us, to rely on our masculine and actually subdue or switch off or bury our feminine. So stepping back into her into that energy, into her archetype, letting ourselves remember, letting ourselves feel her and embody her again, it is going to feel like learning the most bizarre foreign language we could learn. It's not going to feel like we know it already. A lot of my clients come into this work with a bunch of resistance and frustration in the beginning. They don't get it. They don't feel like they're feeling it. They don't feel like they're getting it or that they can understand it. Some of them start believing that maybe it's just not for them. Right? But doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that what we do when the things that we deeply desire, the things that we hope for and wish for so deeply, aren't happening for us? No matter what we try? We start telling ourselves that maybe it's just not for us. Maybe it's just not what we're meant for. Maybe there's not enough for us. Maybe we aren't enough. Maybe we're broken. Maybe there's something wrong with us or with what we're doing or with how we're doing it. And again, this is a symptom of the wounded archetypes, shame and distrust. Shame is the primary energy of the wounded feminine, and distrust is the primary energy of the wounded masculine. This is how we continue to keep holding ourselves back from what we're actually meant for. It's why we keep buying into the lie that we are limited. That the things that we feel called to and drawn to and feel a deep ache for is not actually for us. And we can let ourselves stay frustrated and discouraged and talk ourselves into giving up, or we can choose to stay open. Choose to believe there's more for us. Choose to believe that it's just that we can't see it yet. Remember, I talked about the invisible realms. It's just that we can't see it yet, or we can't see how it's being orchestrated for us, or how it's moving and becoming. Because we continue to choose to stay open, because we continue to choose to believe there's more for us. I know that sounds like a total mindfuck, pardon the French, but this is literally how this works. We don't get to receive without first letting ourselves believe. Not really. Because whenever we start judging, which is wounded masculine energy, our energy field narrows. We stop looking for possibility. We believe the cage. We believe the limitation. And we reject ourselves and shut ourselves down. I know it sounds probably like I'm not answering your question, but bear with me. I told you there were layers, right? What I know is that if you are here listening to this podcast, if you felt drawn here, if you felt called in this direction, even if it still makes no sense to you, even if you don't get anything that I'm talking about right now, yet, what I know is that you hold a powerful aspect of the divine feminine within you, and it is asking to be awakened. This is one of the things I know for sure. If you are here, then she is ready to awaken within you. And powerfully and beautifully. Like, I don't hold back in how deep and how feminine this work is, right? So if you found yourself here, you were called. You were called by the part of you that is ready to remember who you actually are. And not the part of you that has bought into the lie that it has to be this hard, that it has to be this linear, that it doesn't get to just feel like pleasure and magic and ease. An expansion at every step of the way. And what that means is that you are intended to be one of those women who are meant to embody and carry and deliver more of the sacred feminine into this world. The fact that you feel like it's out of reach or super foreign for you right now just means that that part of your conditioning, believing it's not you, is preparing to die off. It is literally coming up to die, to be shattered. To break apart, to be healed, if that sounds nicer. It does sound nicer. And how you do that is by immersion. Just like learning any foreign language, right? Especially the ones that are like our tongues and our mouths and our brains can't make any sense of at first. It's by immersing yourself in the work, letting yourself be surrounded by it, bathed by it, that it begins to light up the parts inside of you, in your brain, in your nervous system, in your cells, in your body that remember. And it's normal and it's natural for it to feel weird at first, for it to feel foreign at first, for it to feel like, I am so not getting this. But you know, if you've learned any other foreign language, one that you didn't start out learning in your life, at some point, it clicks. At some point, it activates. At some point, it wakes up. And then you start dreaming in it. And you start thinking in it. And even if you stop speaking it for a long time, when you immerse yourself in it again, it opens up again, right? It's all inside you, you know? This isn't something like I'm teaching you that you don't already know. I'm literally just here holding open the gates of your deeper memory so you can access the purest remembrance of it and the purest embodiment of it the most quickly. The medicine I've been given is an activator. I run a frequency that helps you activate your remembrance of your deeper cellular memory of the divine feminine so that you can wake her up, so that you can have the things that you know in your bones you have been meant to have all your life. And the best way to do that is in the courses that include audio. Whether I guide that personally or it's a recorded audio course, an online course, it doesn't matter. I mean, you could also just like let yourself listen to these episodes over and over and over again, although you will miss out on the deeper energetics that I teach in my courses, but this is a damn good start. And as you do, whatever it is that you decide to do, choosing to stay open and choosing to believe that something within you is activating. It's lighting up. Neurons are flickering back to life in your memory. Cells are starting to turn on in your body. Anytime there's a part of you that wants to not believe, just choose again and listen again. Bathe yourself in it. Immerse yourself in it. Let her wake up. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break before we continue on here, but please send in your questions. I would love to do more of these. So send your question in to me. Just head over to heather-allison.com and message me, and I'll see you back here in a couple minutes. Welcome back, love. So as we do on this show, right after we take a break, we take a minute to drop in together. And I might make this one a little bit shorter than I normally do just because I took a little bit more time in the beginning and exploring and answering questions and things like that. And I still have a few things I want to talk to you about before we close out today. So for everyone who isn't driving, and honestly, I really mean everyone, if you're not operating some kind of moving vehicle or like doing something else that you have to have your eyes open for, or you would either injure yourself or somebody else, then I really want you to just give yourself this really little amount of time to close your eyes. Even if you're still busy at your computer and you're listening in the background, even if you're getting ready for work, even if you're in the middle of making dinner, if you're running around the park, give yourself these few minutes to just stop. Find a place to sit down. Give yourself a moment to pause. And come into your own energy field, your own space. Come away from the busy, the doing, the hustle and bustle, the obligations to other people, the expectations on yourself, your to-do list, your running between one thing and another, your what's next, what's next, what's next, and come back here to you. Close your eyes where the inputs that bombard your system, your mind, your nervous system, millions and millions and millions of times a day are silenced, at least a lot more than they were when your eyes were open. Come back to what you know. Come back to how you feel. Come back to your body. Come back to your breath. How often do you actually just visit with your breath when it's not like a dedicated yoga class or you're on your meditation mat? How often do you just let yourself come back to your breath? And just let yourself come here. Turn off the outside world. And find stillness. Find the place where nothing is needed. Except for your breath. And the feeling of your heart beating within you. Where just being is more than enough. Where you're just a collection of breaths and sensations and curiosity and wonder and receptivity, where nothing else is required. See if you can begin to just peel away every single ounce of tension in your body, starting at your crown, the top of your head, and just moving slowly, deliberately, intentionally, compassionately, sensually, down every inch of your body, inviting tight and tired muscles to let go, to release, to soften, to open. To receive more of your life force energy. Releasing and opening all the way down to your lower belly, to your hips, your pelvis, your sit bones. And imagining opening those out wide. Creating spaciousness here, where we don't often let ourselves be spacious. How does that feel? What do you notice about how you feel differently than you did just a few minutes ago? If you were to imagine your body was communicating something to you before you dropped in, before you let yourself release, open and soften and anchor in and widen out, what was it saying? What was it saying when it was still holding on? Still tensing, still holding, still tightening. And what is it saying now? Taking a few more breaths here. Bringing your breath all the way down to your hips, to your pelvis, to your sacral bowl. And just noticing what happens in your body as you do, as you breathe this deep. And then exhale through open mouth anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you would like, or you can let yourself stay here and just continue to listen, continue to receive from this place. Make it a full act of meditation. But whatever you do, just let yourself come back to presence here. And see if you can let yourself hear and receive the rest of this episode from here, down in your wide open body, in your fully open body, rather than up in your head. Listening from your belly and your bones. Just set the intention to do so if you have no idea what that would look like or what that would feel like or what that even means. And then let's just keep exploring. So lately I've been exploring the idea of themes. You know, the first, what was it? 6 episodes of this podcast, I really felt like I needed to come in and just and teach and share with you the principles behind this work and give you a feel for an understanding of it, to an understanding of why it's actually important, why it's actually something you need to pay attention to, why it's something that we've never been given permission to pay attention to, been given permission to know about ourselves. And now, starting last episode, I'm really loving this idea of just flowing through kind of topical themes and exploring the archetypes and exploring the energies and the shifts and the energetic repatterning through those themes. And I'm doing that both for this podcast and for my membership group. I decided to create, like I mentioned earlier, a free workbook series for anybody who wants to kind of explore along with those themes that I'm talking about, or the ideas behind them that you're free to obviously explore what they mean for yourself in your own lives and what it means to you, what it brings up for you. But if you do want to kind of explore along, I'm creating workbooks to go along with each theme, each time I offer one, each time I dive into one. So last month, the theme was our dreams, and both the dreams that we have when we're sleeping and the ones that we have when we're awake, how they talk to us and how we're missing their messages if we're not being like really intentional about listening and about receiving them. And so there was a workbook all about that. That was free for you to explore and to experience if you wanted to. And I really loved getting to explore that topic last month. So, you know, let me share some of what I've received intuitively around how important our dreams actually are in our intuition, in accessing the invisible realms and the information and the medicine that's available out there for us, for every single one of us. And also how important they are in being able to follow our soul path or our golden path. So I've been choosing these themes based on a card that jumps out for me in my Goddess Rising Oracle deck. This is a deck, an oracle deck that is gorgeous, sensual, stunning, deeply feminine energy card deck that I channeled and wrote last year, and I created with a friend of mine, an amazing artist named Kelly Curtis. And so basically what I do is I just shuffle the deck until a card decides it wants to come out and I let it kind of jump out. It jumps out at me or it pops out of the deck to show me which one, what theme we're doing. I was actually kind of surprised that our first one was dreams last month, but you know, I just let myself be guided. So of course it's perfect. And this month our card is nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs to be done. Did you let yourself feel your nervous system release just with hearing those words? Did you let your shoulders drop and let go of what they were carrying? Nothing needs to be done. Did you notice how your ego, your monkey mind, instantly went, wait, what? No, no. It's such a simple phrase, but it's also so powerful because it goes against everything our nervous systems have been trained to believe. Against everything our overactive monkey minds and fear and ego would have us believe. I'm going to read you this whole card, but really, like, how powerful is even just that statement? Nothing needs to be done. Because in this over-masculinized world, we're basically terrified of pauses, of stillness, of silence, of having nothing to do. This is one of the most interesting ways that our over-masculinization and our rejection and fear of the feminine shows up. And it's one of the most interesting ways we actually reject the things that we are wanting to call in, that we are wanting to manifest. We are terrified of slowing down. We're terrified of spaciousness. We're terrified of the gaps in conversations, the pregnant pauses in our businesses, of the open and the unidentified and the undefined, of the white space, the ebb and the tide. We're terrified of the inhale. We goddesspreneurs, that's what I call us entrepreneurs who are following the guidance of our souls, we freak out when we feel guided to slow down and rest. We believe somehow that rest means we'll die, that it'll all fall apart, that we'll fail because we're not constantly doing, constantly going, constantly keeping a watchful eye on every single thing or keeping like all the balls in the air, or all the plates spinning at once, whatever metaphor you want, whatever metaphor you like. In love, we freak out when our lover isn't texting us back, right? When there's silence, when there's space, or when we don't know what they're thinking or how they're feeling when they're silent, when nothing's happening. We're not okay with the silence, with the uncertainty, with giving our masculine lovers the open space to come into. We want to hold on so tight and have constant reassurance that it's all going to be okay. We're terrified of the mystery, forgetting that it's exactly where our greatest power comes from, forgetting that that's actually exactly where love and abundance and magic and pleasure and the ability to hear our intuition comes from. It's where everything, literally everything that we crave as humans, comes from. It all comes from the mystery. And the mystery requires us to be good with and comfortable with, or at least to be with, space, openness, the unknown. We have been taught to believe that we can't let go of the railing, that we can't let go of the wheel, of the masculine energy structure, or the doing, or the steering, or everything will fall apart. But that just keeps us from flying. That just keeps us from receiving what it is that we're wanting to receive, what it is that we're meant to receive. It's kind of the perfect theme because of the Mercury retrograde phase we're finding ourselves in right now, right? That space, this retrograde space, which basically just asks us to slow down, to take stock of where we've been, to go deeper into where we are and create more presence and intentionality right here. And it also speaks pretty directly to the audience question that I just answered right before our break. And we'll see if you can feel into how that connects, because I'm going to read you the transmission from the card. Oh, and if you want to get these cards yourself, I actually do sell them on my site as well. You can just click, there's a link you can click up at the top of my site that will take you to a page called Podcast Cards and Books, I think it's called, something like that. I always, again, invite you to close your eyes and let yourself receive this deeper in your body than just in your mind. But however you feel called to, let yourself receive, just choose, intend, let yourself receive the medicine of this card. Goddess, rest. You have been taught to do, to push, to do more. And yet it is in the not doing and the undoing where miracle is found. We have forgotten that ours is a gift that comes of our being, not doing. It comes of our feeling, our coming inside, our knowingness, and are opening wide. Rest, goddess. There's always more time to do. What wants to be done is to be. In receiving this card in your reading, you're being called to slow down, to come back to center and to reconnect with your deeper self, your emotional body, your inner knowing, your intuition, your spaciousness. Pushing, achieving, driving, and doing have their place, and it is in service of our being, our feelings, and our intuition. And so this card is a call to stop here for a time, to get still, to breathe more deeply, to unfurrow your brow, to fall on the floor, to cry or scream if you must, and then, when the crashing waves have come, to finally rest, to see with inner vision, to listen more deeply, to feel what's underneath, to come to your breath, to taste the spaciousness of being still. Soon again will come the time for doing, but that time is not now. Now it is time for realigning with who you are without the doing, who you are underneath the accomplishments and the achievements, before the checked off to-do lists, in the in-betweens, what wants to be found in the stillness. Simply, what wants to be done is just to be, and to hear your next calling from this place of quiet. There's a potent request here too, to look into how you may be trying to avoid feeling something fully, something inside, by trying instead to control all that's on the outside. The doing is a form of control and can become compulsive when we're afraid of what we'll find in stillness. It's safe, goddess. You are limitless and capable of so much more than you are aware. Come inside. Still yourself. Meet what is asking for your attention, what is asking for your love, and know that you will find your peace there. So, what does all of that mean to you? What is it speaking to you? What are you hearing in it? Like, where are you trying way too hard? Where are you afraid to release the wheel for a while? Or thinking you can't trust what's here? Or that you can't trust what's coming? What if there's nothing that needs to be done right now? What if you can relax? Release? What if you can let yourself just be here and see what wants to be seen, what wants to be heard, what wants to be felt here? Right where you are, without the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. What if you just let yourself trust that it's all in perfect divine order and divine timing for now, and that there's more coming soon? Now, I want to explain something here, because I'm sure this probably came up just now. It doesn't mean we're sitting here not doing anything. We're not talking about complacency. Complacency is a wounded feminine energy. And it comes about when we have this like disconnection from our feelings and from our desires, and a disconnection from the sacred masculine that knows we're capable of taking steps in service of those things. Wounded feminine says, I can't, or it says, it won't happen for me, or I don't believe it's going to be able to happen, that it's possible to happen. And then the wounded masculine joins in, because like these archetypes always dance, they're always working together. It's just basically whether or not we're letting them dance in their sacred forms or their wounded ones. So the wounded masculine comes in and goes, yeah, you can't trust the universe to give you something like that. And he's also thinking, you know, I don't even know if I trust how you're feeling, what you're feeling called toward. I don't really believe you. He doesn't trust her, your inner feminine. And so we sit and we wait in complacency. We let ourselves get mired down and heavy with this disbelief and distrust, this doubt, this disconnection, we let ourselves be at the mercy of everything around us. We don't believe we can even make a difference. So like, why bother trying? Or we can't even feel the fire of our own desire that tells us we want for more, that we're meant for more. And so we just settle and we get lazy and we just stop. We let life happen to us. That's not what we're talking about here. That's not what I'm inviting you into. When we say nothing needs to be done, we're bringing you back to the truth that there has to be both. There has to be both the output of energy and the opening, the pausing, the receiving of energy. There has to be the flow and the ebb. There has to be the growth and creation and moving forward. And honestly, there have to be the times when it feels like we're in the void, when nothing's happening, when we can't make anything happen, no matter how hard we're trying. Those times have to happen. But here's the thing, they tend to happen more intensely. And they tend to feel a lot more uncomfortable or a lot more painful when we're not actually building in spaciousness and pause and silence and stillness and nothingness into our everyday, when we're not making space for space. So whether you're an entrepreneur and you're struggling to call in the clients, to call in money, or you're trying to call in love maybe, and it just seems like it's not coming, like it's never coming, or when it does, it's not the kind of love that feels good, so you have to start back over again. Or any other way you're just like doing, trying to make it happen, trying to force it through, trying to push through, and it seems like it's just never-ending cycles. You feel overwhelmed, you can't see the bottom of your to-do list, you're burning out your adrenals in your body because you just can't and won't slow down. You find a way to push through even though your body's begging you to stop. I want you to feel into this. Your sacred masculine energy. He wants to take action in service of how your sacred feminine wants to feel. And I guarantee you, your sacred feminine doesn't want to feel like she has to chase clients, like she has to convince someone to love her, like she has to talk someone into choosing her. I guarantee you, she doesn't want to feel like she's not allowed to take time during her day for pleasure, for play, for connecting to her body, for connecting to her intuition. I guarantee you, she doesn't want to feel like she's just in this body, in this life, in this world, to just work herself into exhaustion, to believe that it's all work. I guarantee you, she doesn't want to feel like she's not good enough unless she just does more, gives more, holds herself to some impossible idea of perfection, and never lets herself just be herself. Or unless she keeps every inch of her house spotless or never lets herself just stop. So let me ask you this. Do you want to feel loved? Then you have to open your belief that it's safe to be loved exactly as you are. That it's safe to rest. Do you want to feel limitless and abundant and totally aligned and in flow in your life, in your business? Then you have to remember that in the energy of abundance, if you want to align with the energy of abundance, then there's always time. There's no urgency. You get to slow down. You get to release the stranglehold on forcing it to happen. This is the great trick. This is how the universe asks us to go first. When we can just show that we trust that it's safe enough to let ourselves receive, safe enough that we get to slow down, safe enough that we get to stop trying so hard to be something we think we should be, and finally just let ourselves breathe, let ourselves be our true, authentic, like not trying so hard selves. That's exactly when we get to receive the things that we are working so freaking hard and trying so hard for. This is how it works. It doesn't happen any other way. Because when you choose that it's safe to let yourself relax, that it's safe to let go of the outcome, safe to let go of the death grip on the steering wheel, that's when you're telling your nervous system that it's safe to receive more. And just in case you think you can trick the great trick, even if you do manage to call in, the things that you're wanting from this place of like overdoing and pushing and forcing, and from this place of fear of letting go of the wheel, from this place of holding on so tight to who you think you should be, how you think you have to show up, how hard you think you have to work, how high you think your walls and boundaries have to be, then you will, I promise you, be shown another opportunity. And that's just a really nice way of saying you're going to experience some kind of breakdown. You will be shown another opportunity to choose this again. We don't get a pass in this. We will struggle or suffer or feel stuck if we're not honoring our feminine. She may have been buried and forgotten and like relegated to the ignore pile, but she does not just go away. The energetics don't ever change. If we're not in balance, in sacred archetypal balance, we will experience life, love, business, money, our emotions, our lives, health breakdowns as much harder than we're supposed to. So give this episode a few listens if you can. Like I said at the beginning, in answering that question for one of the women who wrote in, one of the women in my audience, the most powerful way to start activating this is to start planting the seeds for these shifts by immersing yourself in it. This isn't one of those things you want to listen to just once and just think about and then move on. You want to let it wash over you and through you. You want to swim in it. You can download the free workbook I mentioned to help you get underneath some of this like ingrained wound conditioning that we have that keeps us really not wanting to let go of that wheel, really not wanting to let go of our constant doing, afraid of it. Because that is what's going to allow you to more fully receive the things that you're desiring. You can poke around on my site, heather-allison.com, and see what kind of like entry-level course or experience you might want to explore, or hell, come dive into the deep end with me if you want to really, really change your life. You can also email me and tell me what you're looking for, including how much you want to spend, and I'll tell you what the best option would be for you. Whatever you do, whatever you choose, thank you for just letting yourself listen to this. Thank you for letting yourself be here with me. And I hope you let yourself receive this. The work has so profoundly changed my life and the lives of every single one of my clients who really let themselves receive it. And I deeply want that for you as well, however you're ready to experience it. So thank you for being here. And I'm loving how this show is starting to feel. I'm loving that we're getting to dive in deeper and more to the principles and ideas and transmissions of this work. And we've gotten to move kind of beyond this foundation setting. It's really starting to feel really, really good to me. So I'd love to hear what you're taking from today, what you learned, what you heard for yourself, what you might start trying to apply in your own life. I'd love to hear even like how you're listening. I heard from one woman that she lights candles and slips into this yummy like candlelit nighttime bath. It sounds so dreamy. So can't wait to dive in with you next time, however and wherever you're listening from, and we'll see what the topic is for our next episode of The Golden Path. I kind of love that I don't have any idea yet that I get to be guided in what it's going to be. And we'll also get to see what kind of questions come up for you that you want me to answer here. So be sure to send me in your questions as well. And for now, just again, thank you for tuning in to listen, for being here with me, for letting yourself receive an introduction to a new way of being, an introduction into how you get to have your best life, the life that feels finally the way you always thought it would. Sending so much love. I'll see you next time.